This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
This week, we have the Abacus Radio Show with students from the Abacus Institute of Studies.
But there is nothing I can do. I don't know. Why does love do this to me? I don't know. I don't know.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Sue Pham, again here. I'm the international student from Vietnam, and I love to be here today to talk with you about my personal experiences about the culture, New Zealand culture, and all my stories, my personal stories, and my experiences here while I'm living here as the international student. So on the last broadcast, I was talking about the spring, I compare spring here in New Zealand and to my season back in Vietnam in my hometown. So today I'm gonna talk about how to make friends in New Zealand as the new international student when we just arrived here. I hope that you're gonna love the show. And we all know that the reason why we need to make friends, we all know that. Like, here are the five reasons that I found on the internet and also from my own experiences as well. So, first of all, we make friends so that, like, it will be the friend fluence. So that is the combination of two words, friends and influence. So the friend fluence will affect you more than we can realize. How can I say that? For example, with myself, I have some friends who is working as the teachers. So when I hang out, when I catch up with them, they not only give me the aspirational and inspiration about the specific knowledge in business or in economics, and they also give me the story of their own about when they are being a teacher, when they are at school, when they are in the class, how they feel to nurturing the students' passions and all sort of things. So it's really affect to my mind when I first came here, and it's really good to know about them and to hear and to listen to them, to their stories. So friend influence is powerful to me, and we really appreciate that roles from our friends, that, you know, that side from our friends, even in the past or in or now on present. So it play the determining our sense of self and the direction of our lives. They help us to have the overall picture of what is the life or what should we behave or what should be done in the correct way or what we can do to improve ourselves, all that of things. And another reason that why we need to make friends, because friends can help you to get more friends. That is so obvious, but sometimes we just think that when we know a specific friend, a specific person, and we just end up with a person. Like, we do not go or hang out with other or catch up with other from their friends. So to myself, I am also look for the other friends from their side. So that is kind of the networking and connections. Or that is to my personal experiences, and I love it. I not just only look for a random person in the road to make their friends, because that is so awkward and it's so weird to do so. But if we know a friend and that person introduce you with their friends, or introduce their friends with you, vice versa. So it will be more truthful and more reliable than the pick up a random person in the road, in the street, I mean. So by making more friends, by having more friends, by, you know, prolong your extend your relationship, your networking, your circle, you will become more less lonely. So for example, when I first came here at the first beginning of the stage, I was really scared and nervous. Like, I didn't have friends, and it's really hard. It was really hard to make friends at the first stage when you first came here and you did not know the English, you did not know the language, and you did not know the culture and all the things to talk and to communicate. So it's really hard. But when I a little bit got familiar with the life here, so it becomes more easier. Like, get out and hang out and catch up with friends at school. And from that circle, they bring me more friends, introduce me with their friends, and by so on. Like, my circle now, it's not big, but I think that it's really good to me for my networking. So by fighting and having a close circle of friends, I can come to them when I am in a bad mood, or I can say sometimes I'm doubting about myself, or I'm blue, you can say so. So I can come to my close circle of friends because they're really energetic, and they give me the energy. They make me feel their effort on me. Like, they help me to improve myself. They help me to get out of the dark side, the dark moments, whatever you say. So it's really good to have the close friends. Sometimes we have the party, or sometimes we hang out to shopping, or sometimes it's just like hang out to have a coffee and chit-chat. So at least I have a group of friends that I believe that when I have something wrong, some concerns that I want to share, at least there's a group of people that people are really willing to listen to me. And that's really a good thing to make make friends, you know? And also another important thing that the friend can help you, that they will give you the reality check. Some people will say it's not that true, it's not so true about that. But to me, it's really correct for my personal circumstances. When I play with my best friend, so sometime when we go shopping, she understands me and she gives me the truthful judgment, like, or comments. So, like, for example, if I want to buy a new dress, a black dress, for example, but she give me the comments and about another colorful or floral dress will be much better for me, much suitable for me. But she did not force me to not to buy that dress, but she gives me the comments and give me this suggestion or recommendation. And so I can, you know, I can, based on that, I can give to myself my own decision. So it's really good to have someone that person really understand you and they give you the reality check about that. So, and not just only the outfits, not just only that story, but also my best friend can also give me the opinions about my behaviors or our traits. Actually, we cannot judge someone about their behavior or their traits, but just imagine if we have a good friend and sometime we are not intentionally to do it, but by having a good friend, you know, so that person will really truthfully give you the opinions, the right opinions, so that you can improve yourself to make a better behavior, I think. And so why not so? At least we have the truth, the reliable sources that we believe, so that rather than listen to someone that you don't know and just give you the random recommendation or suggestion, and that's so awkward to do so, to listen to that person. But having a reliable sources like our best friend or our family, that's so much reliable, so much appreciated for that. And for the next part, I will talk about how to make friends, or where we can find, or where we can assess the approach, the way to make friends. So at the moment, please listen to the song That Name Count on Me by Bruno Mars, and we have a little break at the moment. And listen to Come Back. Thank you.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like one, two, three, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome back with my next part of the radio show today, which the topic is how to make friends in New Zealand as the international student. So on the last part, on the first part, I was talking about why we need to make friends, like the benefits and the reason why we need to make friends. So basically, we make friends, so the friend will give you the reality check, will give you the influence, the good influence, and also will give you to build up your network. So that's the reason. And also, you just listen to the to the beautiful song by Bruno Mars, which is Count on Me. And then I really love that song because on that lyrics, I remember that it said, just count 1, 2, 3 and I will be there. Like, just imagine how we can have that person if we did not find him or her. Like, we need to get outside and we need to catch up. We need to communicate and we need to expose ourselves as well. We need to open our heart and our mind as well to look for good person that we haven't done it before. Sometimes we just stay in a comfort zone and we are afraid of someone, of a random person that we did not know that person, and we are afraid of making a new friend. But if we are afraid of that, so there will be no one ready and willing to be here, to be there with you when you are in the bottom, you know, of the life, when you are afraid, when you are scary, when you need someone, there will be no one if you, you know, if you do not open our heart, our mind. Here I give you some, like, sources, if you can say so, some sources or some little bit small notes to think about, to consider about when we're making friends. The best thing ever when we come here as the international student is make friends through the course of the study. Like, we can make friends, we can have a conversation, we can start the conversation with the friends in your teamwork, in your team, or even through the class activities, in the lectures or in the tutorial time, on that of thing. I mean, start off with the common ground, with the common background, such as the assignment topic, or just basically normally having lunch together, and exchange different opinions, exchange different thinking, my thinking. By doing so, we will understand, and we can understand that person, we can expose ourselves, and we can start a little bit slowly the networking, the relationship. And I'm pretty sure that that's the reason why teamwork activities are really important and are required in all the schools and colleges here in New Zealand, because that is the best way and most useful ways to help each other, to help the new student, the new international student, to making friends, because sometimes they're really afraid and they are just nervous, afraid of the new life, so they cannot open their mind. So by doing the team activities in the class, so it will be a good way. And another way for the international students that we can do is meet people through extracurricular activities or maybe online websites, the reliable online websites. I mean, there are so many great platforms for us to make new friends, not just only physically, but also like online. The physical group or physical activities that we can do, it's joining in the voluntary groups or community works, such as that is near your house. I'm pretty sure that there will be some volunteer organization near your house that will be really suitable and good for students. That is also recommended by the government. So, for example, you can join with Red Cross or Salvation Army. That is where Salvation Army was the first place that I joined in when I first came here as a volunteer to make new friends with the locals here, with the people here near my house. I just the work is not much difficult. It's not That's not much, you know. I just hang up, clean and tidy on the things. But the thing is, we can make new friends and we can communicate. We can understand the culture. We can start building up the networking for us, for ourselves, for myself, I mean. And now that I also join in the skateboard clubs or groups, and sometimes I join the school events, that is a good way to making new friends and making new friends at my school, to know more about my classmate and also more people who have the same hobbies and the same interests with me. Like, I like skateboard, so I just come there and join with them. So why not you just come there, come to the groups that you like and join with them and start talking with them. It's really a good way. And to the online website, I think Meetup platform will be a good one to start connecting and to start talking, having a good friend outside, you know, meet up and catch up when you are free in your available time. So it's a good way as well. And the final source that I believe that it can be a good way for us to approach, to connect, to have a good, to have a good relationship as a friendship. We can basically start with our flatmates and our social functions. Some international students come here and they live with their flatmates and they share the rooms, they rent the room and they share the apartments with other students from other countries. Living with international, it's so much ideal for the newcomers to New Zealand to make new friends, to connect new cycle or that's kind of the things. And not only if it's kind of hard and if living and renting outside of the school can be hard for you, so living in the university or in the school accommodation will be a good idea as well, because the school will be a reliable place where every student come in and they will share the stories, they will share all the culture with you, and they know you, they know your class, they know your teacher, and maybe they are in the same class with you. So it can be start off slowly by that. And also at the school, we also have, most of the school have the orientation week that we can know our classmates at the first day of the school to know who they are, to know where they are from, to know their little things about them. And that will start off you really a little bit. And you will be sure about them. They will not be scared of a random person that you don't know. And it's a good way to joining the orientation way with other students on this first day. That's a good way to create the friendship and to connect and to build up the network for you. However, I probably think that there are some small notes that we need to keep in mind when we're having friends, when we're making a new relationship, a new friendship, that we need to think about giving space for our friends as well. Of course, we are looking for someone that will be with you whenever you are in doubt, whenever you are afraid, when you are scared. But sometimes, beside that time, please, like, understand their culture, their own culture, their own opinions. Understand that everybody will still need their own life. And sometimes, maybe me and my friends are in the same interest, but sometimes I need to give her her own space so that he or she can, experience another new things that she doesn't know. I have to do that as well to my personal story, to my personal experience. I cannot force her to do the same thing that I like, because we are friends. That I have to keep in mind when I'm making a friend, that I really respect to each other, because I respect doesn't it means I respect her opinions, I respect her interest. Sometimes we cannot match up with the same opinions, but it doesn't mean that we are, you know, we are opposite everything. We are hate each other. We are just different, with different thinking, with different mindset. But we respect that. We appreciate that thinking, and we just share the experiences so that we can know more about that. Maybe we are looking for the similar personal types or characteristics, but still in the end, we still have some different thinkings and opinions. So yeah, just respect them and give them their own space. It's what I do. And they're still there. They still, you know, they still come to me, and I still can call them, ring them up and have a, you know, catch up, have a coffee. That's good for me. To myself, just get outside and make new friends, to learn more about the new culture, to understand the new culture, to extend your network, to build up the network, and to know more about the situation. Maybe you can learn the new thing that you don't know just from the person that next to you that you don't know is your friend. And that's it. That will be end up with my topics today. So next time, I'm going to join with my beautiful lady, my Caroline, and her show. So please keep in touch, and please keep listening to our podcast on the next time, on the next month. Thank you.